Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And away we go into the 4 o'clock hour. Gwen and Chris. San Diego's number one sports talk show, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks, our stock talk station, but we're probably the best show, too. So I think I can say that.
You can say
without
that.
Without too much hesitation.
I agree, but
think we are a good show, but I'm
you're not going to go there?
I'm not going to disparage our teammates or anything.
I love our teammates, especially...
you love David Shapiro, too.
Yeah, especially...
Love that guy.
Especially when Sammy Levitt fills in on the morning show.
Yeah, he got you double-lighted over there, buddy.
No kidding.
He does.
Can I show these to people?
I will.
Why does no one else have that?
I mean, you know, Sammy's a...
He's a
social media, like,
you know what I
dude.
See? You know what I see on these?
What?
I see an off button.
No, don't
turn it off.
No, your face is brighter than ever.
I don't like it. I want to be in the dark.
No, you don't. Trust me.
Now you got to move your camera back a little
bit. Wait a minute. Let me see. All right. I want to see. I'm going to go.
Can I share something with you guys?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. You see the light? You see the light? You guys will be happy. Well, Scraby, you certainly will be happy to know that your boy Dable and Scalaboo.
Scalaboo.
They both were fined for their behavior with the blue
tent
over there.
Tent.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to ask you guys if the punishment fit the crime in the Big Five, but they didn't mess around.
No, they did not. They heard your complaints. They said, you know what? He's right.
Yeah. Brian Dable acted embarrassingly. We're fining him because it was embarrassing to the NFL.
Oh, man, they sure didn't play around with that money right there.
No, I think it was $200,000 for the Giants, $100,000 for Dable, and then like $15,000 for Scadaboo.
I was about to say, Scadaboo wasn't that high of a draft pick.
No.
If they had got to six figures on him, he would have felt all of that.
I wonder if he's going to feel. I mean, he's going to feel.
I mean, he's going to
feel.
I'm sure 15. He is.
Does the team pay?
No, the team pays their fine.
Oh, the team pays their fine.
No, but do they pay Dable?
Oh, no.
You sure?
I would bet that there is some type of wording in that, you know, that agreement that team can't pay.
Make sure if there's a fine, you got to do it.
Because I remember when they fined the Patriots, you know, Belichick had his separate fine along with the team.
Oh. But you always hear a lot of people say, I got that guy's fine. You know what I
mean? Yeah, I think I think people can decide to cover it.
Yeah.
Teammates, I guess. But, I mean, I don't know if the organization is like, we're getting taxed for $300, you're going to pay your own $100. I mean, not paying that one. Just given how organizations usually work.
Scadaboo is only making a paltry $840,000 base this year.
Wow, that's going to hurt.
That's over the year?
Yeah, for the year.
Oh, so he's going to feel that 15 then.
Oh, but he's going to feel the pressure from Mrs. Scadabo.
I don't know if he has one.
I don't think he has one either.
What is it? Eight? How much?
It was $840,000.
Get my calculator out. This isn't my segment. So
yeah, we're going to do a little Chris versus the fans here. 833-288-0973. People are lined up. World Series Game 1, a little more than an hour from Ohtani stepping in to lead off. And I'm sure Fox will keep us apprised of the exact time it will be.
I wonder if Fox has learned their lesson, because I haven't seen that all postseason now.
They didn't see it. We didn't see it last season until they got to the World Series. Then they thought they had to do something special.
No, I think it was in the earlier rounds.
What's this? I don't think so.
The Ohtani on the three batters away.
No, it was early rounds. That thing was, it was like all playoffs.
It was.
I think that was what was pissing people off.
And it was only Ohtani. Right.
But I think they gave a couple to Judge in the World Series.
Oh, they did. You're right.
I think that's when they heard all the complaints.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, we got to do something. We got to even this out.
Yeah. We got the lineups. Might share those in a little bit. But right now, we got to get to Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me. This guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, if you win today, you will be qualified for our grand prize, a trip to two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you are a first-time player! That was a great one. Let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today.
Bueno.
All right, I'm going to start with Tyler, because Tyler on the chat said that hoping it's the right Tyler, wanted to do some horror movie questions.
Okay.
So, Tyler,
welcome to the show.
That was you, right?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I was trying to get, I don't really care about Jerry Seinfeld, but I wanted to play the trivia game while the horror movie questions were still a part of it.
Okay.
Gotcha. Right. Well,
yeah, well, I'm not playing against somebody that doesn't care about Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go. First question. What famous line, does Cole Sear? Oh, hold on. Let me read all of this.
Hold on, let me do this.
This gravy's got to do some editing here.
I made it easier.
Mistake number four.
No, I made it easier.
What famous line does Haley Joel Osment, is that how you say his last name?
Yep.
Whisper to Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense?
I see dead people.
Very nice.
That was awesome. Hey, man,
I think
Oscar
that was
worthy.
One of the greatest. Yeah, I think it's one of the greatest endings in movie history.
Oh my gosh!
Most
don't
surprising.
Tell people.
It 1999, bro. Somebody, if you ain't seen it by now, it's over with.
And if you haven't, I would still watch it.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
You'll be blown away by the ending. That's it. That's all I'll tell you.
Question number two. By the way, it took me. I was like seriously blown away at the ending of that movie.
Did you see it in a theater?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh,
I did too. And it was weird because as the ending developed, people started talking in the theater.
Yeah, 100%.
And you're like, what are they saying? Wait, what? 100%. Because everyone was
started
figuring
it out at the same
time.
Yeah, I had the same experience.
It was great.
All right. Question number two, Tyler. What author wrote The Raven?
That'd be Edgar Allan Poe.
He came for the Halloween question, and he is murdering him right
out
now.
We're out of the Halloween question. Should I go look up one real
quick?
No.
You got
to
get one sports question here before we get out of here.
Right.
Pretty obvious that
Tyler knows
Tyler
stuff.
Has this down, yeah.
Question number three. All right. Take the last one out because we've already asked one. What football team has played in the most Holiday Bowls?
Oh, gosh. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say USC.
Troy. Men of Troy.
Stay there, though.
You know, that was going to get this one. BYU played in every one of them.
They seemed like they were playing in every one of them.
Yeah, BYU, I'm pretty sure, unless somebody made a late charge.
Wait, who'd you say?
BYU.
Oh, sorry. I was reading a chat. Someone said, murder a group of Ravens. Nice, TG Jr. BYU is correct.
Tyler, sorry, man. Tyler. Great effort, man. Great effort.
That was good. I didn't think Chris would know that.
I did.
Oh, man.
That's like
right
up his
alley. That was when I was in college when the Holiday Bowl started. So,
all right, who's our next contestant here, buddy?
Let's go to... We got two mics. Let's go, Joseph.
Joseph, welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, Joseph. Hey.
Here we go. First question. Which baseball team is home for Game 1 of the World Series?
What? Well, what country is home? At least give that much difficulty.
That would have to be the Dodgers.
No, he said the Dodgers.
Guess it wasn't. 2 years ago.
Oh, no, Joseph.
Toronto, sorry.
Yeah.
On we go.
Sorry, Joseph.
Oh, sorry, Joseph. You missed that one. Next one. Yeah, I can't help you.
Feel bad for Joseph.
I don't. You got to know that one. You got to know that one. I like everybody, but you got to know that one.
Next contestant.
Jeez. Dan. Hello, Dan.
Happy Friday, Dan.
Hey, fellas. Happy Friday.
Here we go. First question. I don't like this. I don't think question
could be mistake
number three
5
is right.
It's a blowout. I mean, I have one, you have none. Scraby's gonna, he's up to 5.
I'm gonna ask
now.
It anyway.
No, wait, hold on.
There we go.
Let me ask it.
I just have to confirm it. Let me stay right there, Dan.
I'm gonna ask it. Here
I'm
we go.
I'm gonna turn off his mic.
All right.
No, I'm right. I'm right.
All right, here we go.
I'm right.
Chip Kelly's first head coach job was for what former Pac-12 team?
University of Oregon.
Should be a winner.
That is correct.
Yeah. And that is correct. I just looked. Very he good. Was a defensive backs coach, an outside linebacker, running back, defensive coordinator, running back, offensive line, offensive coordinator, head coach.
What was his offensive coordinator job right before
Oregon? It was Oregon.
The man.
Oh, right before. He was the offensive coordinator for Oregon before he became the head coach, but he was at New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. He wasn't the head coach.
For 7 years.
I thought he might have been the head coach.
He's the man who ruined the Holiday Bowl.
And he ruined the 49ers for a little bit, too.
Yeah, he didn't help your squad either.
That was one of those things as a fan where you're like, I know this isn't going to work.
I remember you saying that.
I know this is not going to work.
All right, here we go. Question number 2. Ah, this is a good one. What NFL team did Kirk Herbstreit play for?
Wow, that's a good question.
That is a good one.
Say, how about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
The Steelers!
He does seem like a Steelers guy. Stay there.
He seems like a Steeler guy.
I think he's from that part of the country. He's from, what, Ohio?
That would not be...
That's right.
Pittsburgh?
Ohio State's near Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I don't remember him playing in the NFL at all. I'm trying to picture him. I'll say he's Ohio State, so I'm going to say somebody close by, and he just signed up. Bengals? I don't know.
All right, somebody's going to have to.
The trick question worked because you were right. He never played in NFL.
Never. Never.
That's not even really a trick question. You're basically asking something that doesn't exist.
I mean, you had it.
Yeah, but.
I'll give it to you. That was a cheap question.
That was cheap.
I'll
but
give
it's
it
good
to
for
you,
Dan. You stay alive.
Dan, here we go. Question number 3. Chance to qualify.
All right.
Who won the National League MVP way back in 2020?
Is that Mookie Betts?
Mookie.
Stay there.
Hello?
That's a COVID year, and I put all of that out.
we all did, brother.
I think I really don't remember. I don't remember like what the winning home run totals were or anything.
It's impossible to.
Yeah. I think Trevor Bauer was the Cy Young because he was at the Reds, and I remember him having. And Bieber, we looked this up, was the Indians Cy Young or Guardy. Well, I guess they were the Indians. Yeah. But National League MVP not coming to me. I almost have to pass. How about? Well, I'll say somebody. No, Matt Olson. I don't know.
Dang, I don't know if he's played for this team at the same time.
That's ironic. You picked Matt Olson, who replaced the guy that actually won it that year, which was Freddie Freeman.
That is ironic.
Freddie won it, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Dan.
You don't remember Freddie ever even winning
it. Because you don't remember anything from 2020.
Do you think? Yeah.
Do you know what I remember most about 2020? Is the season the Padres had. And how everybody tried to extrapolate the 60-game season into the 162 season and what that season meant. Because the Padres ran away with their portion of it. I mean, they had a good record in that 60-game.
Yeah. They did.
And then we played the next year, and it was a quick reminder of how long, much longer 162
so
games
nothing
is. Yeah, it's
when
it's,
you get down to
they
it.
Went 37-23 that year, but that was the Dodgers went 43-17. That's
of course,
kind of
they
crazy.
Finished behind the Dodgers. Yeah,
it's been the story of our life. It seems like
it does. It's the story of our life.
I honestly, not to complain, but I will. I just remember sitting in my office doing the post game show and just going, "What am I doing here?" Couldn't leave the house. And
that was such
all right.
A tough
so
time.
Freddie Freeman, that's his only MVP.
All right. Yeah. Well, it still counts. I mean,
it counts. But do you in the back of your mind always think, man, it was a 60 game season?
I'm sure he thinks that, but I'm also sure he's like, I don't care.
MVP, he's also baby. Freddie Freeman, who's done enough otherwise,
right.
to legitimize himself. I think. All right. Very good. Dan's the winner. More Gwen and Chris ahead. Hang on, I'm not going to break in case I miss something here. After traffic.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers?
Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's D back at it again, 4:23 on the clock. Just a reminder, all guests on 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. I love that guy.
I do too.
That's not a part of the tag. That's not a part of the address.
I think that since Scraby gets to decide when we've messed up, then we decide when he's messed up.
We already have.
Because we're trying to say he's got four mess-ups today. He's like, no, I only have two.
No, you have four.
I do not have four.
You have four.
I do not have four mess-ups
yes,
today.
You do.
I will do this. The chat is in charge of telling us when they don't know. Messed up.
Oh, when you mess up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I can trust them. Because they'll be looking for it.
Oh, yes, they will. Gonzo already said I'm down 3-1. So.
Okay. What do we got? Oh, it's your turn.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Yes, it is my turn. We mentioned the World Series Game 1 starts here in about an hour, right? 8 o'clock Eastern?
Yeah, I'm going to say 8 o'clock, 8:18 probably.
Yep.
By the time
something
they,
weird like
yeah, no
that,
doubt,
because
you got today, you got guys on the line, you got like the whole
Do we know production. Singing the national anthem?
Scraby, want to find out?
I'm just wondering if they've been approved by the
well, this
country
is a different
at large.
Country, so.
Oh, that's true.
You get two national anthems today?
Yeah, do we?
Has anybody, it really hasn't been mentioned, and I'm kind of happily surprised that nobody's mentioned if you root for the Blue Jays, you're un-American. Thank you for leaving it alone.
I think that's because the Dodgers are playing it. Everybody's willing to.
Right, everyone's rooting for the Blue Jays. I'm just saying.
To give them a pass.
Yeah.
Because that usually would be the case. Eagles, little NFL news, will be without A.J. Brown this week.
Oh, hello.
Hamstring.
Hamstrings are going fast and furious now.
It seems like there's an injury flavor every year,
yeah.
Right?
This hamstring has been everybody. Jaden Daniels, yeah. Everyone.
A couple years ago, it was like the torn pectoral muscle. They had a bunch of guys missing time
been
because
of that.
Been
a few turf toe seasons.
Turf.
Seriously, Brock Purdy and
the
Joe
turf
Burrow.
Toe season.
Turf toe season. Purdy's out again. I mean, how much money is he just collecting?
Man.
You know, while he sits there and does nothing.
Why don't
you complain about that? You complain about every player who misses
that
games.
That is true.
But Purdy has every excuse in the world.
That is really
guess what?
True.
I was just about to say before Chris said that, the guy finally gets a big contract and he can't play anymore.
Okay. Was it coming? Good. Okay.
All right. Like, come on.
All right, take it
come
back.
Come on. You Brock Purdy bankrupted the 49ers and he hasn't played more.
How many games has he played? Two?
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
I mean, Mac Jones, they're lucky that Mac Jones has been as good as he's been.
You know? He's starting to regress to the Mac Jones level.
Well,
so
will the real Mac Jones please stand up?
He's slowly standing up.
Blue Jays don't seem to be too worried about Bo Bichette.
You said you're worried, and I said I am.
Yeah. I am, but they said his athleticism and all that is there, or at least good enough to go. And all right, well,
I bat and cleanup.
I can tell you this: athletes of this ilk recognize when they get to this opportunity that they may not get back, especially one whose father played in the big leagues and didn't get very many opportunities at this.
Dante? Don't think the Rockies got... Well, no, they made the one.
I don't think he played
the
Red
Sox. I don't think
he
was on the team anymore. Yeah, he wasn't there anymore.
I think he's going to do everything he can to... And he's certainly going to push to be
he's
in
gonna
these games.
He's going to do it, but you're talking about a knee, right?
Yep.
And if he's going one way and the ball goes another way, and that's... I don't care how much you want to do it, your knee is not going to respond to that, I don't think. So... We'll see what happens. Blue Jays, give me a lineup sounder. Scrape.
Oh.
Our final lineup sounder.
I don't even
sounder.
Know where it is anymore.
Oh, you
gotta find it. Gotta find it, sir.
And then I found the national anthem when you
I got
ready
the
for
I
that.
Got the lineup right here for you guys.
I want you
who you want first?
Well, I'm gonna share with you. You want the Dodger lineup or the Jays
lineup?
Oh,
you're gonna share it. Okay.
Which one do you
let's
want?
Let's go Doyers, the road team first.
You get you want which one do you want?
I'll do the Doyers.
Go.
Shohei Ohtani leading off, designated hitter. Mookie Betts batting second. He'll play shortstop. Freddie Freeman at first. Will Smith behind the dish. He'll bat cleanup. Teoscar Hernandez in right field. Max Muncy at third. Enrique Hernandez, a.k.a. You guys know who Enrique is?
Kike?
There you go.
Yeah. I thought you had another name like that. Yeah. Mr. Super Postseason guy.
It could be. Tommy Edman batting eighth. And Andy Páez batting ninth.
I'm sorry. This is why they're good. Kike, Edman, Páez, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
So you can't rest.
Postseason 306, 286, and Páez is obviously struggling. He's hitting 086. But right. Nonetheless.
Still yes. Dangerous. Blue Jays lineup, Springer, Dinger leading off, DH. Davis Schneider, left field, no relation to the manager. He's a right-handed hitter, and that's why he's in there against Snell. Vlad, batting third. Bichette, as we just talked, playing second base, though, not shortstop. He's playing second batting cleanup. Alejandro Kirk, the pride of Tijuana, batting fifth. Catching Dalton Varsho, a lefty against Snell. Good luck to you tonight, Dalton. He'll be batting sixth. Ernie Clement, who's turned into one of the great hitters in baseball history all of a sudden.
429 in the postseason.
Batting seventh at third base. Miles Straw gets the call in right field. That's kind of an automatic out, I hate to tell you. And Andres Jimenez, who's had some key hits, but again, he's left-handed, going against Snell. I don't know how many hits Snell's given up to a left-handed batter, but it can't be too many.
You can't. What you can't do, especially the way Blake is throwing the ball, is load your lineup up with right-handers. Yeah. And here's why. Because a pitcher like that, once he gets into a groove throwing to the same side of the plate, you're in trouble. I mean, you're already in trouble anyway, but just make it easier for him to get through.
Couldn't agree more. I want to thank every manager ever went against that put all righties in against me. Because once you got into a groove, you said it right.
You just keep throwing the same side. Yep.
Finally, a lefty comes up like a pinch hitter in the sixth inning, and you're all discombobulated now.
Yeah, and so
it's true.
There is I only got two. Varsho and Jimenez, as you said, are only lefties. It's sixth and ninth. Just having him have to change his focus
a little
twice
bit might help.
Might help.
I have Blake Snell against lefties in 2025. In 49 at bats, he's given up 11 hits against lefties. 224.
That's more than I would have expected.
I thought you were certainly going to say 086 against with lefties.
No, he
what are righties hitting again?
231. So he's
about the same.
About the same. But the OPS on the righties is 50 points higher at 633.
Listen to you, Scravy.
Yeah, I've listened to Chris a lot this year. Now, the national anthem and Oh Canada.
Which is a song I actually like.
I can't say I've ever really listened to it all the way through.
I like the song.
It's a good song. I like it.
Pharrell Williams is going to be doing it with a choir of Voices of Fire.
Of the Neptunes. Pharrell Williams of the Neptunes.
I don't know where he came from. All I know is that he wore that Arby's hat that one time, and everybody...
he's also... What was that song? Everybody's happy.
Yeah, that's Pharrell.
He's a happy guy.
Oh, yeah.
That was him.
Happy, so he's doing it with a choir, you said? Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Voices of Fire.
Make sure you clip that as well for later on.
Voices of Fire, and they're going to be singing both. So it's an American group that is going to be doing both.
Nice. All right.
I wonder how the Toronto Blue Jays fans feel about that now.
What? Oh, they were booing the American national anthem for a while at some of the hockey last. Was it hockey last year?
Yeah, I don't remember, but
I don't either.
That's when the beef was happening.
Yeah, I don't think they'll. I think today they'll. Hopefully let it go.
Let's get to break. Scraby's got a terrific Big Five lined up. We'll get to hear it next. Morgan and Chris.
I still haven't been able to fix my issue of when I need to see what time it is, looking at this very tiny clock on the screen down here to my right, when there's this gigantic clock that many of you probably can see behind Scraby's head.
Yeah,
I never look at that one.
There's a gigantic head in the way, though. Well,
that's true, because when I sit over there, I can never see that.
You can't see it either. Welcome back to the show. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Scraby's already got so many points, so I'll remind him that he's got a read coming up. We can look forward to that. Tony gave us some of the NFL notes. Just a couple more. Lamar Jackson did have a full practice today. could be bad news for the Bears. Here's worse news for the Bears. Their top three cornerbacks are all going to miss the game Indy Sunday. And it looks like Jackson's going to play. McLaurin and Debo back for Washington, but they're not going to have Jaden Daniels throwing it to him because he's going to miss the Monday night game. Bryce Young will sit out for Carolina. The Andy Dalton regime is back for the Panthers. Sorry about that, Panther fans. And there's a little question mark now next to Michael Penix's name in Atlanta. Apparently, Kirk Cousins might get to tear up the Dolphins.
If Kirk gets his hands back on it again, he may not let it go. You know, Kirk, he will play out of his mind for a long portion of time.
In that game, he will. I mean, no rush and no coverage. It's a pretty good combination for any NFL quarterback to have success.
Quickly, do you guys know the different teams that Andy Dalton has played for?
Bengals?
Bengals, definitely one.
TCU?
The TCU is also one.
Rams?
Nope.
Where did I see his
red beard at?
Oh, that was Fitzpatrick, I bet.
There's four other places that he's played.
Has he really? I can't name any of them.
Last season on the
Jaguars?
No. Last season on the Bengals was 2019. Then he went to Dallas for a season.
Wow.
And then he went to the Bears.
Wow.
And then he went to the Saints.
Wow.
And then he's had back-to-back years with Carolina.
Yeah. That's probably just outside of Dallas, which I probably can see him in that uniform a little bit.
He started 9 games that year.
I can't see him in any of the other uniforms you name.
He started 16 games for the Saints. Cannot remember one play.
It was for the Saints.
I can't even tell you he was with the Panthers until I just read the fact that he's playing Sunday.
I only knew that because I saw him in the game last week.
Yeah. All right. Big Five. Scrabby's rolling. Let's see what he's got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
The Big Five is brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires.
Number five.
We're going to start with Pat McAfee and ESPN News. I got to read a lot, so stick with me. But Pat McAfee, as we know, has never been shy of criticism or responding to criticism. And while doing so on a social media post on Tuesday, the former All-Pro punter alluded to issues he's run into during his time at ESPN. He was on an Instagram story on his account, and he shared a collage of criticism he received on a post from the College Game Day account displaying his enthusiastic introduction during the show in Eugene. The collage included comments such as, quote, Pat needs to go, not a fan at all, and, quote, wish he wasn't on the show, along with the profile pictures of the users who left them. That's why you never go after someone more famous than you, because they will post your name. Pat said in a video on Instagram, quote, if you think about old white people and old ESPN people, those are really the people that hate me the most at this stage of life.
That is a nut, too.
Now, granted, there's some other groups that certainly have threatened my life on a pretty regular basis. I say they hate me, too. But throughout the entirety, old whites and the old ESPN people over the last, like, 3 years have really hated me. And here's where he gets in a little bit of an issue, because then he said, that's who all the producers are of Game Day, too. So now it's been a fun run. College football is great. Okay, cheers. Have a great day. That one sentence, that's who all the producers are of Game Day, too.
Is he accusing the producers?
He's saying that the producers, he doesn't like working with them, and that they're not a fan of his, and it's that's what's being taken from that one sentence out of all the sentences he said. So, Chris, is this an issue if you're an ESPN executive that he's constantly calling out your own organization?
I don't really care. I just don't understand why anybody would have issues getting along with producers and people that they work. I don't get it. Unless every producer at ESPN is just a flat out, you know. So I don't get why, you know. I think, honestly, my perception is that McAfee brings a real big ego to all of this, and that's why I'm not really one of his biggest fans. So I'm not surprised that he would not trust or get along with, quote, authority. That doesn't seem like his game.
Tony, is this an issue if you're an executive for ESPN?
Probably. I don't think Pat is... Pat has been like this from the very first moment they asked him to come on. So
They licensed the show knowing
that he if he feels like there's something being done to him or being treated wrong, he's going to air you out. And this is like maybe the third or in the first couple times he was using actual names. He didn't just leave it at producer. He was bringing up actual names. So I can see this being a problem for an ESPN exec, but I would say you kind of knew what you were getting when you signed up for it.
Yeah, and he didn't come out of nowhere with this.
No, this has been who Pat has been. This is what brought him to notoriety. This is why people like listening to the show. I personally enjoy his show. But I can see this being an issue for ESPN.
I enjoy the show. I think he tries so hard sometimes to be crazy and
he definitely
wild.
Goes over the line from time to time.
Yeah,
I'm
okay
just jealous
this
of this show.
I mean, for real,
a lot of people are crazy.
You're not jealous? You would like to get some of these guests?
Of course
forget
I would.
The,
but
forget
he pays
the guests.
For them.
Forget the guests. The runway he has.
He has a huge runway.
To do and say. I mean, is his show on like delay? Because they curse on ESPN.
You know, I'm not sure how that works.
And I noticed when you watch the show, there'll be periods where you can't hear anything.
Oh, yeah, well, that's got to be then.
But I'm pretty sure they're not bleep. It's not a curse word. It's just for certain segments. or certain parts of the show, it'll just go silent for like 5-6 seconds.
You know what? You'll see that on. You'll just see that in a ball game. The guy comes into the dugout and starts giving the high five. They get that camera right there as the guy's coming in. You'll hear everybody, nice job! And then it'll go blank because everybody's going,
bleep, yeah!
Yeah. So, similar, I think.
Yeah. All right, Pat. Number four. The NFL has fined the New York Giants head coach Brian Daboll and running back Cam Scataboo for violating the league's concussion protocol during their Week 6 win over the Eagles.
I'm so glad I didn't get yelled at.
On Thursday Night Football. Why?
For using that earlier, bringing that up.
Oh, you actually gave me the idea for this.
Oh, there you go.
Daboll and Scataboo both... I hate how his name is Scataboo, even though it has only one O at the end.
Scataboo?
Yeah. Both entered the blue injury tent while rookie quarterback Jackson Dart was being evaluated for a concussion during the game. The Giants, as a team, were fined $200,000. Daboll was fined $100,000, and Scataboo was fined $15,000 for conduct detrimental to the league following a joint review by the NFL and the NFLPA. The NFL and NFLPA wrote in a statement, quote, while the parties agreed that Coach Daboll's and Mr. Scataboo's actions had no actual impact on the exam or the care that Mr. Dart received, can we just call them by their first names? Their conduct was inconsistent with and demonstrated a disregard for the concussion protocol's requirements. Tony?
Yes.
Does the punishment fit the crime?
I mean, NFL has always been pretty heavy-handed when it comes to fine. I mean, when your socks come down, it's about 25, 30 grand from the no-fun police.
Your socks come down,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, they are pretty...
And they can come down just by accident.
Somebody can pull them down.
They
like, on a table. They fine you. So, I don't know. I would say that, yes, the punishment fit the crime based on past, I guess... crimes that have been weighed in on by the NFL. They are heavy-handed. You do something against the rules, they're going to make sure you know that they don't like it.
Chris?
Yeah, this is what they do. So, I don't know that any fine fits the crime. I think you got to suspend Daboll for a couple of games.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, if he does this again, though, I think he should needs to be warned. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to do it again.
I don't think he is. Well, that $100,000 is going to fill that. Yeah.
I think he would be suspended if he did it again.
Yeah.
That whole display, I will say once again, was quite embarrassing for,
Wasn't
for Brian Daboll.
Wasn't Scraby's favorite.
He grabbed his like helmet. He was like, are you okay, Jackson Dart? Number three. Dolphins star receiver Tyreek Hill is undecided about his football future after a season-ending knee injury on September 29th.
Now we're going to do a Tua rant.
He stated on a podcast with former teammate Teron Armstead that his focus is on recovering from recent surgery for a torn ACL. Hill will decide on his career based on his mental and physical state after discussions with his family, acknowledging the significant toll that football takes on his body. Chris, do you think Tyreek Hill retires?
No, because I think the Chiefs will give him a landing spot, and I think he'll go there. I don't think we'll ever see him in Aqua again.
You don't think so?
I don't.
Tony?
He's too big of a distraction, and they can save so much money by getting rid of him.
How much more does he have in his contract?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it all works. I just know, I read that if they get rid of him at the end of the season, it's a huge relief. So I think that'll happen. I think the Chiefs will give him a landing spot.
All right. Tony, do you think Tyreek Hill retires?
No.
He only has one more year on his contract.
I think that year is going to go up, and he'll be looking to play somewhere else.
He's going
to
make...
If they don't trade him before that year is up.
He's looking to make his cap hit for the Dolphins next year. $52 million.
He's getting cut.
He's not going to be with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
But his dead cap is 28, meaning if they cut him, then they have to still count that.
But everybody
the cap.
Has dead cap.
Yeah, I mean,
so
that's welcome it's better
to the
than
league.
The regular cap at 58.
Yeah.
Or whatever that number was you said.
All right, so he's going to be a Kansas City Chief next
year.
He's
going to be a 49er.
I'm going to screw up your franchise.
Man, you guys are really you're putting me between a rock and a hard place because I don't like the guy.
He wanted to accept him immediately.
And then I thought, no, I cannot accept him because lots of different things.
We'll see, buddy.
He got behind about 6 defensive backs that 1 year, and it was that was fun.
That was fun.
That's all I've seen, and it's not enough.
Aaron Rodgers would like to end his NFL career, whenever that is, as a part of the Green Bay Packers. While 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers may not suit up again in a Packers uniform, a ceremonial retirement with him being welcomed back to the organization where he got his NFL start would be an ideal way to cap off his Hall of Fame career, they say. The The Packers have had some great quarterbacks over the years, so which quarterback has been the best Packer quarterback? Tony's up first. Bart Starr, Brett Favre, or Aaron Rodgers? Maybe Chris is better to go first on this one.
I think...
it's who you like better, really.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see Bart. So
now, Starr's not going to be up there with these guys. Nobody
won the first Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, but
they didn't. First two.
Yeah, first two.
Nobody threw the ball. Not even Joe Namath then threw it like these guys do now.
They were running the ball quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a different It's a close one, Tony. I'm looking at the stats here. They're almost
identical.
They're like identical.
I've seen them before.
Rodgers just a tad better, but...
Did Rodgers go to two Super Bowls, or did he only go to one?
Only one.
Yeah. I'm going to have to give it to Brett Favre, then.
Favre.
How many did he go to? Two. He lost one and won one.
Should have never lost that one here. But he did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm going to go Favre, too. You know I don't like Rodgers, but I have to give him the credit he deserves. But in this category, I go Favre. I loved his swashbuckling style just a little bit more. I love the fact
that he was the original
gunslinger. The gunslinger, just, you know, not do everything by the book. Rodgers does a lot of that similar, but Favre, it was kind of fun, more fun watching him.
In my research of this question, I came across a story because Brett Favre was actually drafted by the Falcons.
Yes, he was.
And the coach of the Falcons was not a fan of this draft pick, and he said the only way he could foresee Brett Favre getting into a game was a plane crash. So that they didn't have... Guess
That's
what?
That's back when coaches used to talk crazy.
He had to play in the game. First play, pick six.
Oh, it's right. I remember seeing it.
Six, which you see a lot of those
Troy Aikman was 0-11.
I mean, Peyton Manning was pretty bad, too,
He was, yeah. All right, last night, Al Michaels said that Will Ricard's only missed field goal this year was one that hit the camera wire in London, but he was contacted by the NFL during the game, and here's what he said about that.
It's a 32-yard field goal attempt. The league wants to take my lunch away because I said before that Ricard's only miss was hitting a wire in London. The league says, no, it was an optical illusion. Not what Riker thinks. Anyway, there you have it.
Now Riker thinks.
All the comments on this are, we were talking about this in break.
I love this one.
I love Al Michaels. This version.
Now, he wins.
He does not care.
He's going to win at this point.
He has reached.
Yeah.
Deity status. You know what. Yeah. At the age where he's just going to let him fly.
He's like, okay, the NFL just told me I did something wrong. Hey, NFL, I'm going to out you for saying that was an optical illusion. That is a dumb
They want to take my lunch.
Is that something that old people say, Chris?
I don't think so. I'm not quite that old.
Yeah, that's true. He's in his 80s, isn't he?
You know what? Plus the NFL, can't they just admit something happened?
We all saw the ball go a completely different direction in which it was going.
And, you know, to give us the optical illusion thing, please.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I got a quick note before we come back. Oh, never mind.
Okay. We will talk about the World Series. Forget about Chris's note.
Changing my note.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.